Thanks to Drew KO4MA, AMSAT VP of Operations, and Oscar Number Administrator for the news. We are awaiting news from our team on the ground in Tampa area to see if the hotel will be available for our annual symposium in just under 2 weeks. If not, then we will be doing a virtual symposium like we did during COVID. We'll see. For the latest update, visit AMSAT.org. As there was a major hurricane and everyone is aware of what has happened in Florida, remember that when all else fails, there's ham radio. Satellites are not the greatest in emergencies, however, they are available, and FM satellites do not require much equipment. An HT and small beam antenna for 2 meter and 70 centimeter. Changing the radio to an all-mode 2 meter and 70 centimeter will allow you to work the sideband satellites. And there is plenty of space there to have an emergency QSO. You will be limited to when the satellites pass over your location. However, something is better than nothing. Any class operator can use the satellites. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, a lot of good contests. October 12th to the 13th is the Mark and Then RTTY contest. That's digital. October 12th, the QRP ARCI Fall QSO Party. That's CW. And October 12th through the 13th, the VHF UHF Nevada QSO Party, CW phone and digital. And also October 12th through the 13th, Oceana DX contest. That is CW. And make sure you visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and more information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on October 12th, the Rock Hill Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL South Carolina Section Convention. That's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. October 13th, it's the Nutmeg Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Connecticut State Convention. That's in Meridian, Connecticut. And October 18th through the 20th, Pacificon, sponsoring the ARRL Pacific Division Convention. That's in San Ramon, California.